Good evening, everybody. This is Paul Hopkins with Amazing Grape, and I appreciate everybody being on the call tonight. Had several come in from different parts of the country, and we do appreciate very much your attendance on the call and that you can bring your friends and people that may be interested in Amazing Grape to learn about the product and the company and what we're doing here and where we're expanding. We have a lot of exciting things that we are interested in and want to share with you, but I have been for the last couple of weeks working and talking a great deal about diabetes, because diabetes is in what you might say epidemic proportions across the country. And our research doctor has done a lot of extensive studies on diabetics, and he has told us that if they were diabetic and they would get on the product and stay on it, they would eventually reverse their diabetic condition. This doctor has been about 40 years in research, and he did his own clinical trials in which that he reversed diabetes in 80% of his test patients within about a 12-week period. Now, of course, we have a disclaimer at Amazing Grape, just like all the other herbal companies out there. And if you understand herbal nutrition, you know that it's been around for thousands of years. And herbal nutrition is wonderful, and we see so many wonderful results of people that are taking herbal nutrition, not only the Amazing Grape product, but many other herbs that are good for the human body that God put here for the service of man. But our disclaimer is that we do not sell our product with any guarantee to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure any disease. Everything we sell at this time, we just have the flagship product, Amazing Grape. And right now, it is just a grape seed and skin product. We do intend to bring on some more products that will be connected with or complementary of the Amazing Grape product. But of all the products that we have and will have, we cannot make you any guarantee that because it done such a wonderful job of helping one person, that's a guarantee it's going to help you. We think everybody knows this normally with common sense. But the FDA and the USDA and all the powers that be with the AMA and all the medical community are afraid that we will make a claim that we have actually cured something or we've actually done something about some disease that someone has. And they reserve that right for themselves. They have monopolize the word cure, and they hold on to it very tightly. And so I always tell people that the word cure is a medical legal term. And I can give you some other medical legal terms that you can understand the differentiation there. I had one of the distributors had a conversation with a head researcher of a major university for cancer, and they were interested in the product. He also had a conversation with a head researcher of this big university for heart disease, and the heart disease doctor did not want to hear a word about what this herb might do for people. He didn't want to hear a word, didn't even want to hear about it, because of a legal term called plausible deniability. If he heard the benefits of the muscadine grape seed and skin, he would have to acknowledge it, and he would have to make some reference to it and have some understanding of it. And so he did not want to even hear about it because that he would have to acknowledge it. Now, that seems sad when the medical community does not want to even hear about something that may do some good for people. And this, of course, is because that most of the after their medical school training and all, most of their updates and most of the extra information that doctors receive is from the drug companies. The drug companies come around and they teach them what this drug and that drug will do and what symptoms it will cover. And so most of medicine appears to be finding a symptom and treating it with a drug. Well, the old granny midwives and the old people that worked with herbs back through the hundreds and hundreds of years, we have references from them. We have stories from a lot of them. And these people went out and chose their herbs. They knew about them. They'd studied them. They'd been passed down from generation to generation. And if I can relate one small story, my sister-in-law said they used to go up to her aunt's every spring, and they would take a dose of what they call bitters. She had went out and picked a lot of different herbs and dug stuff up, and she had made it into a tonic, and they called it bitters. And when they took it, she said they were all just as healthy as they could be the whole year. So it was prevention. I believe we had a fellow to say something about that way back in the start of this country. He said an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Well, that's some of the legal ramifications we run into in the herbal business. But I might say also that this is closely related to the insurance industry and the drug industry and what you hear out of Medicare. Medicare has a selection of payments, and they have studied all the different ailments that people have. And so they list as the usual and customary charges. That usual and customary charges is not the normal amount that somebody would charge for doing an operation or for doing a procedure or anything like that. That's a legal term. Usual and customary sounds like, oh, well, that's just a normal price. But it's really a legal term in order that they may charge whatever they want to charge. And that's what they do. Now, there's other legal terms that come into the same situation, and we're familiar with them. But these are some of the things that you have to be cautious with in building your amazing, great business. We have just mentioned these briefly so you'll understand that that's some of the things that some of the reasons for it. We don't want to make any false claims. I have said from the beginning of, I've been in the herb business for 35 years, but most recently I have worked with the grape, with the muscadine grape, for about the last 4 years. And I've made a statement in the beginning that I have probably, over the last 18 or 20 years, helped more people over more problems that the human body has with grape seed. And I'm talking about, for years, I used a product that had the vinifera grape in it. I'll give you the difference between those. The vinifera grape only has 19 pairs of chromosomes. And the vinifera grape is a good grape. I mean, that's your bunch grapes, your cluster grapes, your wine grapes, your table grapes, all the other grapes out there. They're good, and the seed in them is good for a lot of things. It helps the body tremendously. But it's nothing like as powerful as the muscadine grape. The muscadine grape grows in the southeastern United States, primarily from Maryland down to about Alabama, mostly in North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia. And they sell it in the fresh condition in the fall of the year to grocery stores all over. They spread out over most of the eastern part of the United States. But they're only available for about 6 weeks. The muscadine is a different grape growing on the vine. It only grows in very small clusters or sometimes just two or three at a time on the vine. The bunch grapes grow in a great big large cluster. But the muscadine has 20 pairs of chromosomes, which the doctors are real excited about, that they believe is the reason why it carries so many more nutrients than all of the other different kinds of grapes that are out there. It carries nutrients that just a host of things, everything from gallic acid to quercetin, which has been really good for allergies over the years. It has a lot of phenolics that they haven't even probably got all of them, but they have registered a lot of them. And some of those are called phytochemicals, which is actually because they come from a plant. There are a lot of bioflavonoids, which is a compound manufactured by the living plant. Flavonoids, actually, they're a little bit different than the others because the compounds work a little bit differently than the other phytochemicals. The phenolics are all of the things that are used to measure a concentration of that, the medicinal value in it, and there are just a host of those. There's a tremendous amount of antioxidants in the muscadine grape. There are polyphenolics, which is these are structures of those where work together in a synergy. There are catechins, which are kind of a single type of thing for the nutrients. And I'm not a doctor. Thank the Lord, I tell people I can actually help people. And I get into all of these different scientific terms for all the things that are in there. There's just a host of different good nutrients and antioxidants in the muscadine grape. There's, of course, OPCs. There's ellagic acid, which has been known for years to be a great fighter of cancer. And we find that the research backs this up. The doctors that done the tremendous amount of research so far on the muscadine have listed a great deal of these things and listed, you know, how much of them is found in the muscadine. And it's tremendous. They've even made a statement that the muscadine is more powerful than medicine because it's a natural product. And whenever that you put a synthetic or a drug into your body, then the muscadine, which is a natural product with all of its antibodies in it, it goes to the source of that or goes to that drug and actually tries to kill it and get it out of your body because it wants to destroy it. It wants to take it out of the body because it recognizes the drug as a poison, which we understand that most all synthetic, most all drugs do have a poison content. They are only the way that they work the test and everything is to see how much of the drug you can take before it kills you. And that's some of the testing that they do on drugs. All of these things makes a huge difference in the what the muscadine does, but I want to change gears here just a little bit and go into the research just a little bit that has been done that we are aware of. There's a tremendous amount of research been done since 2003 on the muscadine grape, excuse me, and most of that has been done at a lot of major universities, from the University of Georgia, Appalachian State University, from South Carolina universities, to the tremendous amount of things that's been done by the University of Kentucky, the National Institute of Health, different places over the country have done a tremendous amount of research, and also most recently here in North Carolina at a major university. Now, in their studies and the things that they did, one of the first big studies that were done, and I want to stress here that these were privately funded. We have asked for in the herbal industry for years and years. Mr. Brailsford was the man who started the Bureau of Standards for Herbal Nutrition coming into this country from other countries. And I worked with the organization that he worked with for many, many years. And Mr. Brailsford was very adamant about things being pure, there being total herb in anything that he sold in the company that we worked with then. But the most of the time, the drug companies would not use and the government would not use funds to do the testing on herbal nutrition. They spend billions to test drugs, but they wouldn't spend the money on natural herbal products because obviously it couldn't be patented, and so they couldn't make a huge amount of money off of herbs. You couldn't name it something else and make a huge amount of money off of it. Right now, there is a drug company working on making a synthetic resveratrol, which is in the muscadine grape, over 44 times as much of it as it is in a regular wine grape. So that tells you a little bit of how strong it is in the muscadine. And yet they're trying to make a synthetic resveratrol, and it will be used for anti-aging. And that's what they will sell it as. That's what they'll market it as because it can add years to your life. Well, the first testing that was major, major testing was done by a private individual. He spent millions of dollars of his own money to do testing on the muscadine as far as the heart and the arteries. And this was done right here in North Carolina. And I know the man that did it. And he spent millions of dollars to have a major university do the testing. they went in and they told him to start with. They said, "It's just a grape, sir. You know, what could be the benefit of just a grape? I mean, they taste good and, you know, they're good, they're natural product, but, you know, we don't think it's going to be any great advances here. And so we'll spend your money, but we don't know for sure what it's going to turn out." And they even asked him, they said, "What if it doesn't turn out any good? You know, we're spending $5 million here to do these tests, huge double-blind gold standard studies, and what if it doesn't turn out for you?" And he said, "Well, I won't sell any more of it." So whenever they did the testing, they found that they took 50 serious heart patients, and they give 25 of them a sugar pill for 30 days. They give 25 of them two capsules a day of muscadine grape seed. And in 30 days, the people who had took the grape seed, it increased their artery size over 4%, almost up to 5% in 30 days, about 4.5%. Now, the doctors was really excited. The reason they were is this main research doctor that done the research had done something 20 years before. He had took estrogen therapy, and he had increased the size of the arteries 1 to 2% with estrogen therapy, and he said that was a modern medical breakthrough. They were so excited that they could increase it that much with estrogen therapy. However, estrogen therapy gets all out of hand, so you could only use it in an emergency because you couldn't, the women, their estrogen has to be balanced with a progesterone, and so it gets out of balance. They have a lot of problems with it, hot flashes and problems like that and everything. And men get way too much estrogen anyway, eating fast food and running and everything, and they have heart attacks because they have too high estrogen content, and it causes a lot of problems for them. So that was a modern medical breakthrough. Now the doctor saw that this was actually twice as much or more than twice as much as his studies 20 years ago that they were excited about. So now this doctor sat up and was very excited. He said, "You know, your body can tell the difference in this stuff." And he said, "The muscadine grape has a bona fide physiological effect on the human body." So now we know that medically it is doing a great deal for the arteries and for the heart. Well, we had known for many years when Dr. Mascalet came over here from France in 1978 and started talking to us about grapes and grape seed and skin. He said that the grape seed, if you take it all the time, it will strengthen the arteries so they don't break down and they don't leak, or they don't break in two and cause you to have a heart attack or stroke, things like that. It makes the arteries stretchy like a rubber band. So you get a tremendous, much better situation with your heart and with your arteries and everything. We have people that have reported to us they had congestive heart failure, and they had swelling in their, especially in their legs. And this swelling has went away using the muscadine grape. Now, the other thing that they've had is they've reported that their heart pains are gone. I had one young man who run a food line store, and he had heart fluttered all the time. His heart would just flutter every little bit. And he went to the doctors. They worked on it for about 6 years, couldn't figure out what to do for him. He started taking the muscadine grape product, and lo and behold, within 2 or 3 weeks, his heart quit fluttering. He didn't have any more problem out of his heart. He said the doctors don't understand it. But the muscadine does that for the heart. It does a tremendous amount of help for the heart. Then they did some more studies. This doctor then said, "You know, we really ought to go further. We ought to do a lot more things, and we ought to see what else it may help." Because, of course, doing the things it did for the artery size, they say that not only helps heart disease and blood pressure problems, but it also helps blood sugar problems and cholesterol problems. It also reduces the inflammation, which is all over the body. It's the cause of just about all chronic pain. And the muscadine, the anti-inflammatory properties, doesn't have any side effects like the drug. So now they're getting pretty excited. So the doctors at this major university wanted to go and do some more studies. So they had already done studies with Brunswick Laboratories, which was the one that tests all the antioxidants. And they found out at Brunswick Laboratories that the muscadine had more ORAC rating or more antioxidant strength than anything that they had found. And they tested all kinds of different fruits and vegetables and different things over the country. And this was the best of every one of them. So they're pretty excited about it at Brunswick Laboratories. Now, this doctor recommended that maybe we should look into doing more studies on cancer. And then, of course, I've told you over the last couple of weeks that we had a doctor that done a tremendous amount of study. He was one of the four, he was one of the different doctors all over the United States that was in the ACCORD study, which was a $300 million study, national study by the National Institutes of Health, and they studied diabetes all over the United States. And they also studied it over in England. And they were giving people four different kinds of drugs for diabetes in the United States, and they found out that they were actually killing people with those drugs. They're still doing that. You still hear lawsuits. You see it on the TV, lawsuits over diabetic drugs. Well, they put some of those drugs on one tier, and they brought on some more drugs, and they found out that a lot of doctors got the message. And they're still dying with this thing. And the doctor that did all the clinical research on diabetes said that he had reversed diabetes in 80% of his test participants in 12 weeks. And so, he, you know, we don't guarantee that. We tell people, get on the product, stay on it. It's going to do a lot to help improve your blood sugar problem. Then they done a bunch of studies on cancer. And they done an extensive, this was private-funded research, and it's still going on, and it's still being funded privately. And they tested it on a number of different types of cancer. They tested it on brain cancer, breast cancer, lung cancer, colon cancer, prostate cancer, leukemia, and skin cancer. And what they did is they sent all over the United States to major universities and laboratories, and they got live cancer tissue from live cancers. Now, they are, as I said, that this search is, the research is ongoing. They're eventually going to get around to human clinical trials. But to go in vitro, to go into the labs and put these live cancers in vitro, in petri dishes, and to put the muscadine, that what they did is they took the extract of the muscadine and they diluted it down to 50% strength with distilled water. And then the live cancers, they put this extract of the grape seed and skin on the different types of cancers. And lo and behold, in 7 days, the medical term that they have to use is that it inhibited the growth significantly, sometimes over 80% in all of these different types of cancers, except for one. And the one that was different was the breast cancer tissue. The breast cancer tissue, the doctor showed us that there are three different types of breast cancer, and the third kind is the worst kind. It's one that kills 200,000 people a year. It's called triple negative. Well, when they put this grapeseed extract on the three different types of breast cancer, it actually inhibited the growth of the cancers over 92% in 7 days. Now, I went up after the discussion and after the presentations that they had given us, I went up and spoke with the doctor. And I said, "Doctor, why did you not test the grape seed and skin on these cancers and the other different types of cancers, why didn't you test it at 100% strength?" And she looked at me very solidly, and she said, "We didn't have to." In other words, over 92% at 50% strength diluted down showed them that this was a very, very powerful thing. So then they went in and did molecular studies. They went in and did some tremendous studies to actually see what the muscadine was doing down at a molecular level, down, you know, really getting down into the sales and everything. And they found out that whenever that a cell mutates in the body is what actually turns into a cancer. It mutates, and it mutates the one beside of it, and they keep on until they form a cancer. And the doctors told us that in order for that to grow and to become larger, it has to grow more blood vessels around that little small tumor as it's beginning to form. Now, when it begins to form, it's almost microscopic, as you can understand. It's just a few cells. But as it grows and adds more cells onto it, it has to have oxygen, and it has to have oxygen to produce more blood vessels around it. Well, there's a medical term for cutting off the oxygen to that cell, and it's called apoptosis. The cancer nurses tell us this. And what happens is when you take chemotherapy, you're going into the body, you're trying to cut off the oxygen to that cancer cell so that the body will turn a kill switch on for it and eradicate it or push it out of the body. Now, whenever they do that with chemotherapy, it goes in and kills a lot of the good cells around it while it's trying to kill the bad cell. That's why chemotherapy is so awful to people, and why their hair comes out, and why it's just such an awful situation for them to go through. But when they put the grape seed skin and seed extracts into the cancer or to the mutated cells, they went in and they cut the oxygen off to the bad cell, caused it to turn on a kill switch, caused the body to eradicate it, and all the muscadine did was nourish the cells around it. You say, well, I wonder why it does that. Well, because I told you a while ago that the muscadine is a tremendous antioxidant. Well, whenever that it goes into these other cells, and they may be a little diseased or whatever, but there is a lot of antioxidant strength there, and so it goes and gives little neutrons and protons to the other cells and nourishes them. And then it also takes in nutrients. It takes in ionic forms of all kinds of nutrition and gives those other cells, and so they all flourish. Now, whenever that this apoptosis takes place, this is what I've been telling people for most of the last 35 years, is that I have never believed that there was a need for a cure for cancer. The medical research and everything they do trying to cure cancer or trying to find a cure for cancer. Well, if you just study the human body and you study herbal nutrition and you study the nutrients that God has put here for us, and the nutrients has to feed the cells. And if you feed the cells good nutrients, if you feed them the amino acids and the enzymes and the nutrients and the minerals and the mineral acids, feed the cells the nutrition that they need, whenever one mutates like this, because we have so much pollution out there in the world, we have so much pollution around us with all the chemicals we use in our household and in our automotive and with every aspect of our life, from the furnishings of our house and all the different processes and the synthetics and everything, from the bad food that we have, different situations with all the foods chain and everything that we get at the grocery store and all the preservatives and all these things. Whenever a cell mutates, if you're giving the body good antioxidants, if you're giving the body good nutrition, if you're giving the body minerals and amino acids and the stuff that God meant for each one of those cells to have, then it's going to take that bad cell and it's going to eradicate it. It's going to push it out of the body and it's going to be gone and you're not going to have it anymore. So I've told people for many years that nutrition is the answer. And I've had that backed up by many nutritional doctors over the years. Dr. Pedersen, Dan Collins, Dr. Rusty Cross out in Tennessee, Dr. Harnish out in Tennessee, Dr. Wilner out in California, and a number of other, host of other. We've got about 10 doctors working with us with Amazing Grape. And all these confirm that, you know, if you give the body good nutrition, it's going to heal itself, and that's the way God intended for it. Dr. Wilner out in California said that 95% of all Western medicine fails. In other words, people will get better for a little while and then they'll get worse and die. because it's just a temporary thing. And I also had one of the doctors to bring me a report, and I've read through part of it, and it says that the Oncology Journal in 2004 put out their statistics, and this is oncology, this is the cancer doctors, and they say that they have a 3% success rate in getting rid of cancer. Now, after all the many years of research and the billions of dollars, don't you think it would look good if they had a better rate of success? In 1900, 1 in 300 people would get cancer in their lifetime, according to the statistics. Now, in 2010, the last big statistics wrote on it, 1 in 2 men would get cancer in their lifetime, and 1 in 3 women will get cancer in a lifetime. So that tells you that instead of going forward, it seems like that the medical research and all the things that have went forward with it is went on a backward scale. In a contrast to that, at the same time the Oncology Journal was reporting a 3% success rate by the cancer doctors, there was a dentist who actually treated 30-some thousand people with natural herbs, with enzymes, and with the natural things that grow out here and things like that. And he treated 30-some thousand people with this, and he had a over 90% success rate in eradicating their cancer and getting them back on the feet to go on to a healthy life. This seems like it's a pattern, and it seems like that we see this constantly. So this is some of the research that has been done. Felt like this would be good for you to have to talk to people about, to tell them. We don't make any claims. We just know that this is one of many herbs that God has put on this earth that is good for our bodies, and if we put them into our body, if we let the body have the building blocks, the Lord made this body, and he made it wonderful. It's wonderfully made, and the body will do a great deal of the healing of itself if it has the proper nutrition. And yet, we take off to the doctor, we listen to the doctor, and the doctor tells us something, and we take prescription drugs. And as I've outlined the last 2 weeks, it's just been really eye-opening to me. Shared it with one of my doctor friends the other night, and he was excited about it. Because when you take prescription drugs, it very clearly is shown in these books that it actually causes the diabetic condition. So I want to encourage all of you to learn more and more about all kinds of herbal nutrition, not just the Amazing Grape product. Yes, we're selling the Amazing Grape product, and we want you to share it with everybody. But we want you to encourage people to begin to use herbs to cleanse their body, and they can pick them up at local stores as well. Cleanse the body, get rid of the trash and the toxins and things like that, the pollution that is here, and then begin to nourish the body with good herbal nutrition. And, of course, the Amazing Grape product, we believe, is the best antioxidant and the best source of a tremendous amount of those nutrients in a most economical way. Because you can go and find the nutrients in many other sources, but by the time you buy 15 or 20 bottles of different other things, you've spent a lot of money. With the Amazing Grape product, you have a tremendous amount of phenolic compounds, tremendous amount of nutrients and everything, all in one product. So we do feel like it's a good product for you. We feel like that it can make a big difference in your life. And we feel like that this research has backed it up to where that you can tell people that medically it is doing a great deal for your body, whether you feel it or whether you understand it or not. It's doing a lot medically for your body that is tremendous. This is just a little sampling of the research and everything. I invite all of you, if you haven't read the book or looked at the book called Muscadine Medicine by Dr. Hartle, Greenspan, and Hargrove, was researchers from the University of Georgia, that you might get a copy of that. You can get it at your local bookstore. You can also find it online. Get a copy of that and read through it, and you'll see what a powerhouse of nutrition the Amazing Grape product is. We want you to share that with everybody. We do appreciate all of you being on the call tonight. My time has come and gone again, and maybe we'll try to get a bunch of the people together and do some testimonials of what it's done for different people on another call. Maybe we can get some of the doctors on the call here, too, to speak with you. But we do appreciate everybody being on the call and hope to hear from you next week. If somebody invited you to get on the call tonight, get back with that person. Talk to them about Amazing Grape, and we hope you'll join us in sharing it with other people. Thank you all so much for being on the call tonight.